From JMI Wealth in Singapore, steamy old Singapore in the early hours of a Tuesday morning. Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
How hot is it?
Very hot.
28, 29?
Lightning. It was 35 yesterday. Ratcheted up.
Are you talking to us in your boxes?
I won't go there.
So what do we do about... I don't know who's not involved now. India's involved, Mexico's involved. It's getting ugly.
Yeah, these trade issues are really starting to go places that I think really weren't foreseeable for most market participants anyway 6 months ago. Yeah, in the last few days, the Trump administration's, they've thrown Mexico into the picture. They've changed the trade situation with India. They've now raised diplomatic tensions with Europe. And it was even reported that Australia was considered at one point. What's interesting, Mike, is the slant or the perspective on this, on the reporting. I'm in Singapore at the moment. I'll make some comments about that at the moment. But what's going on? 5% tariffs on all Mexican goods crossing the border into the US from June the 10th. And he says this isn't a function of the trade fight. This is being done to pressure the Mexican government to address the number of illegal immigrants crossing the border. So it's not designed to derail the current Canada-Mexico-US trade arrangement, but you'd have to think it would make some of those negotiations a little bit more interesting. The US officials have also raised concerns about a financial body created by UK, Germany and France to allow trade with Iran, so it's sort of going around the sanctions. They warned of severe consequences, including loss of access to the US financial system. Then we've got India. They've stripped India of its special trade treatment. They've removed a status that exempts billions of dollars of the country's products from US tariffs. So as of June the 5th, they'll be terminated from its designation as a beneficiary developing country. And this all brings us back to China. Now, over the weekend, we've seen the release of a white paper. It's warned the US of engaging in economic terrorism. And I thought, Mike, just coming back to how this is being reported in Singapore, remember we're 78%, almost 80% Chinese population here. The front page, leading headline of the Straits Times this morning, China ready to fight US to the end on trade. And these are some words from General Wei. Now, he's the Chinese defense minister. He was speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue Security Summit here in Singapore. A couple of things. First time in 8 years that a senior person like him has attended. He spoke in Mandarin. This is what was translated, his opening statement. A talk, welcome. A fight, ready. Bully us, no way. So I think that's pretty, pretty unequivocal that they are going to stand up to this.
Yeah. Now, talk to me about Singapore.
Yeah,
because it's one of my favourite countries in the world, not just as a tourist, but also as a as an economic miracle of where we could probably head if we got our act together in certain departments.
Well, I sort of saw that in the paper here as well, saw it being reported. Small island country, 5.9 million people, just been named the most competitive economy in the world. So 63 economies. There's a yearly ranking of these by a Switzerland-based research group, the IMD World Competitive Centre. But it's interesting to look at the comments being made locally on this, Mike. I mean, New Zealand-sized country by population, and these were the comments. It can't compete on size or focus on... It has to compete on sort of connectivity, on quality and creativity, a safe harbour for partnerships, safe harbour for collaboration. It's got to diversify its links with markets, stay open, be plugged into talent, technology, data and finance flows. Are the lessons here for New Zealand, Mike? Yeah, I think you're right. I think they are. I think we could learn from this place.
Dead right. Now, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones was down earlier on. It's now up 63 points, 24877, so that's about 0.25%. The S&P 500 down small, 2742, but the tech company's getting knocked around a bit. The NASDAQ 7361 down 91, 1.22%. The FTSE 100, 784, they're up 23. The Nikkei 20410, down 190, about 0.9%. The Shanghai Composite 2890, they were down 9.3%. The ASX 200 lost 76 points, 6320, down 1.19%. The NZX 50 obviously didn't trade on Monday, Queen's birthday, but the Friday's close was 10117. On the currencies, the New Zealand dollar is actually a bit stronger, Mike, buying more this morning, 0.6593 US, 0.9454 Aussie. 0.5861 euro, 0.5205 quid, 71.25 yen. Gold has rallied. It's gone up. Bit of a flight to safety there. $1,323.76. Brent crude continues to weaken at $61.69.
Mate. Okay, what is it? Is it roulette or off to Nunnies?
Off to Nunnies, mate.
Good on you, mate. Have fun. See you soon. Andrew Kelleher out of Singapore this morning from JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.